Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. All right, talk about the idea of losing your salvation. Again, you hear that taught on both sides of that fence. What say you?
Yeah, first, I would rather not use the term lose your salvation. Of course, I address it as such because that's how we commonly hear it. I would rather say, can we forfeit our salvation? Sometimes I've lost my glasses, and I can't find them anywhere. I just misplaced them. You don't do that with your salvation. I lost it.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about, can I willfully turn my back on God? Well, the answer is yes. Someone says God does not make and unmake sons. That's true. At the same time, he doesn't force us to stay in the house. So I liken it to this. We have extraordinary promises that give us total security in Jesus. And I rest in that 24/7. I just got back from Korea. So I had one of the flights, 13, 14 hours. I rested on that flight. I leaned my seat all the way back. I slept some. I read some. I was on my computer. I watched some clean stuff, you know, on videos. And great. I was totally at rest. But I'm not going to try to mess with the emergency door and jump out. So theoretically, you can jump out. Theoretically, you can commit spiritual suicide. That's why the New Testament is filled with warnings. However, if you've given your life to the Lord, you say, Lord, I want to serve you. He has promised to keep you. So for those that want to serve the Lord, rest secure. For those that think you can commit whatever sin in the world you want and be forgiven just the same, you better sober up because the New Testament gives us strong warnings. Not everyone, Jesus says, who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father. And Paul writes that God's seal is sure, his foundation is sure, and it says this, he knows those who are his, but let everyone who calls on the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. The proof of the new life is, the proof of the new birth is the new life. And if someone thinks I can commit whatever sin I want to commit, I can deny the Lord, walk away from him, and still be his, Jesus says, if you deny me, I'll deny you. At the same time, he says he'll keep us. He who began the good work will finish it. He's the author and perfecter of our faith. No one can snatch us out of his hand or separate us from the love of God. So I rest in that 24/7 without fear. However, should I choose the way of sin and denial of Jesus, then I would have fear and dread.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.